This is exactly right.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm ghosted.
By Roz Hernandez.
Please.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. And welcome to my podcast, which is a podcast called Ghosted. Explanation point by Roz Hernandez. Today's episode is, I'm just going to say, a silly one. I got Jared Goldstein in the studio. Jared is a comedian, an actor who I love. He's always popping up in your TV screens. It's a silly one, okay? We have a good time. I did some research on a famous case. I apologize. Some of my research is a little messy this time, but there are sources to seek out in the description of this episode for a better researched telling of the story. But either way, we get into some UFOs. We have a good time. And also there's a cameo from Kyle, my producer, which is fun. Maybe we need more Kyle in these episodes. Next week, I will be taking off because it is Thanksgiving. I'm, of course, very thankful for you for listening to the show, but I will not be releasing a new episode next week. Sorry about that. But also the YouTube videos, usually within a couple of days after the episodes drop. I don't know. Maybe you might want to instead watch it instead of listen to it. Or if you're listening to this not on the day that it drops, maybe you'd want to do that way. I don't know. But look out for that. We got Jared. Jared's a heartthrob. You're going to want to see Jared telling his UFO story on camera. So check that out on YouTube.com. And my Patreon, too. There's a description link, in the description for full-length episodes of me by myself and videos of me every single week. And I think that's it from me. So let's go to my conversation with Jared Goldstein. On with the show. I'm joined by Jared Goldstein.
Hi.
Say hi to the cameras.
Hello.
You're on camera.
I'm on camera.
Jared.
What?
How are you?
I'm fine.
You were just telling me about CBD cigarettes.
Yeah, it's my new personality.
Where did you find...
I'm so glad you asked.
Are these sponsoring you?
Where did I find them? Oh, I was on a show with a musician. Have you heard of these musicians?
I've heard of a musician before.
They're crazy.
Okay.
Wild. And I was introduced to a CBD cigarette that was like a Camel Crush, but instead of menthol, it's pineapple. And it's all CBD. It's a hemp flowers. And, you know, I'm not a scientist or a doctor.
What does it do for you? It calms you down?
It's supposed to. What I've been looking for my entire life is a cigarette that is just like tea or flowers or like leaves that just like doesn't kill you.
A clove.
Something. But I think a clove has something in it, right? There's like, you're in trouble. You're smoking a clove. Your lungs aren't happy. And I'm sure you smoke these, and I'm sure there are side effects, but it's not nicotine, and it's not tobacco, and it's not vape, and it's not whatever the hell.
I feel like this is like in the 50s when they're like,
I know.
Doctors recommend Virginia Slims.
I know. I think it's my hope is that it is a net zero placebo of nothing. Because that's what you want from a cigarette.
You're like, but if you're inhaling smoke, it can't be good.
It can't be good, huh?
But don't stop me.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll have a little treat after this taping.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I look forward to that.
I just like it. It's really fun because I like to casually smoke cigarettes, but then you don't want to be smoking cigarettes. So if I just instead casually smoke a CBD cigarette, then I'm like, that feels much more in line.
It looks cool, too. Let's be honest.
It feels cool.
Smoking looks cool. Nobody smokes the first time because they want to.
Yeah.
They do it because they want to look cool, and then they're addicted.
You take a little break. You go outside. You,
yeah.
Even just doing that, I feel relaxed, you know?
Right.
So.
What do you think about ghosts?
they're real. Of course they're real. I think if anyone stands up on a box and they say, they're not real, I'm like, it's like the same thing with aliens. Someone goes, do you believe in aliens? I'm like, how? Come on. Here it is.
Step on a box.
I finally have my place and my time to say this.
Do you need a CBD cigarette?
I do. I'm going to get too excited. The only reason we have life is because we have the right distance from the sun, right? We're not too close, so it's Mars. We're not too far, so it's Jupiter and it's ice. We're the perfect distance that we don't get burned.
This is a point we've never had anyone bring up ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I'm like this complete CBD, like, that's conspiracy drug head coming in here talking about why we have life. So,
wait, do you want to take that again? I think you said we're not too close because it's Mars. I think you meant like Mercury or Venus.
Oh, we got a fact checker. I've been humiliated.
I'm not trying to humiliate you.
Oh, I would hate to see you try. Shut my ass
up. Give him a CBD cigarette.
Yeah, you need a CBD cigarette. And this better be recording.
It is.
Every second of this.
Wow. I feel like you
brought me here for this.
I know. I apologize.
I've got nothing better to do.
In the corner. He's like my, like, Robin.
Mrs. Frizzle over there.
Robin.
Telling me what's what.
From Howard Stern. Like, she's like over in the corner.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Wait, but no, but Mars is closer to the sun, right?
No, it's behind us.
Have you met Neil deGrasse Tyson? This is my friend.
Wait, Mars is farther from the sun?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Mars
and that's,
is farther than the sun?
You're going to learn. You tune into this podcast, you're going to learn.
Or is it something like the Mandela effect, you know?
But why is it red then? Huh?
Got me there.
We're fighting. Okay.
Oh my God, Mars is farther.
Now, I'll give you the option. Do you want to take that over?
No, I'm off. I'm warts and all.
Okay.
Okay, so, wow. Okay, but the point is still the same. The reason Earth is a livable planet is because it's just the right distance from the sun, where it's not getting burnt up. We can have water, like the freezing temperature is the right temperature, all these things. And now we also know that there are millions and billions and trillions of stars, and they all have things like, you know, other galaxies.
You're talking to one right now.
Right in this damn room, right in this damn building, Star Burn Audio. So there's gotta be not even just one, but millions of other planets that are just the right distance from the star that they circle around, that they can have life, and they've been around just as long as us, and there's life out there. It's insane to think. It is so crazy to think that we are the only living. It's like, what? It's like laughable. It's like funny.
This is good.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And I understand there's this idea like, well, then how do they get to us if we can't get to them? Yeah, babe, we're not the smartest ones.
No,
did you really think?
By far the not smartest ones.
I mean, just they're out there. And I think they visited. I'm really into crop circles.
Really?
I'm so into crop circles.
Well, I know you're into crop tops.
Yeah,
I've seen that too.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait a second. Crop circles, why?
Okay.
Because of signs.
No, I've actually never seen signs.
Okay, so you like crop circles.
I like crop circles because I have seen two documentaries on crop circles, which is too many. But it does make me an expert on the subject.
Okay.
There's fake ones and there's real ones, and we can tell the difference immediately. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
The fake ones are very tiny, and they're a mess, and there's footprints everywhere, and you can see. And so you can, every part of it, you can forensics, and you can know exactly who, how many, what they did, what did, but there is this other crop circle that is gigantic, mathematically perfect, and there's no footprints. And they have examined the actual, like, wheat, where it's bent. It's bent in the exact same place on, like, thousands of
every single crop.
Every single crop. And there's like a burst in the stalk, which would imply that it had been steamed. The only way that would have happened is if it was steamed.
So how do you think that they're doing it?
The aliens?
Yeah.
Whatever freak fucking alien things they do.
But not with their feet. Like,
not with their feet. There actually is one recorded video of it happening. And apparently, according to this documentary, the tape has been professionally examined, and when tapes are doctored and photoshopped and all these things, you can tell, And apparently this tape passed the test. There is no doctoring of this video. It is like a camcorder at night. I think it's like from the 90s or like 2000s. It's a camcorder at night filming over a field. You see like two balls of light, which is very common for a lot of these experiences. There's two balls of light in the field. Mm-hmm. And then you just see like shading like happen because like half of what you're looking at just bends. So all you can see is, you know?
Yeah.
Vroom, and it's instant. And that's the only recorded video that has not been doctored of this happening. And they find these people, they wake up, and then there's also videos of Black Hawk helicopters flying over them, following balls of light. You gotta watch this documentary. It is cool, crazy. I think it's on Netflix. I don't remember what it's called. I think there's a total of two of them in the world. So if you just Google crop circle documentaries, if nothing else, it is fascinating and compelling.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, yes.
Because I was just watching Unsolved Mysteries. Have you seen Unsolved Mysteries?
I watched the Alien one because I like
the new Alien one. And there was like, they're talking about the waterfall over Lake Michigan. Like, somebody saw like a UFO with water either coming, I don't know if they said it was coming from or up. Like, it was like a waterfall up from connecting a lake to a UFO.
Whoa.
I believe I saw that. Maybe I'm making this up. Maybe I'm confusing this for science.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, what I remember was the like really vivid recounting of someone being sucked out of their car.
No, that's – okay. I'm talking about a new season just dropped.
Oh,
like
a
two weeks ago.
Oh.
Because that is the best UFO story I've ever heard from the first season of the new version of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
Okay,
That's the one that you saw.
Yes.
I loved. But now there's a new one that takes place in Lake Michigan.
Okay.
Area.
I'm going to Lake Michigan.
Really?
In 2 weeks.
Why? That's where I'm from.
I'm performing at a college.
Which one?
Lake Superior.
I didn't go to college. Okay. So have you ever seen a UFO?
I have.
Prove it.
I have. Okay, so this is what, like the story I have just sort of told, you know, I can't prove anything, but it is extremely compelling. I am not currently drunk or high yet. Let's have a CBD cigarette.
I'm looking at the
CBDs. Get it going. And this is just something that happened to me when I was sober, and this happened.
If you're not sober, that's fine too.
But I think that definitely, like, kind of, there's a reasonable doubt to someone being intoxicated or high when they experience some sort of, you know, otherworldly experience.
I know, but to me, I talk about this all the time. I think that I throw that out the window a little bit because I think that it makes the veil thinner. I think it lowers your inhibitions.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It actually makes you more susceptible.
Depending. I mean, but I do understand being like, oh, that person's just high. They don't know what they're talking about. But I'm like, I think there could be something to it sometimes.
That's so true.
So also, now do you want to be honest about how drunk and high you were that night?
I was wasted, and I was driving an 18-wheeler.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's not responsible behavior.
No. Also, I've been drunk so many times, and never once did I see a UFO. So being drunk would not, you know, sort of—
But it's because you were drunk.
There would not be an inclination to see a UFO. No, again, I was sober. I was leaving work. It was like maybe midnight.
Where?
It was a bar and restaurant that I used to work at in Hollywood.
Oh, I'm familiar, I think.
No, not that one.
Not that one?
Different one.
Different one.
And I was walking home, and I just look up in the sky, and I see what looks to be exactly what you would imagine a UFO to be. So what I'm seeing, I look up in the sky. I'm seeing yellow lights like a marquee. And what I can see is they're moving from like left to right, and I see they appear, boop 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 boop, disappear, reappear, doot 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 doot,
stop.
So what you think, what the sense of what you're seeing is I'm seeing a saucer that has lights all around the edge.
And it's leaving. It's
going, and it's going
in
a circle. And then it's hitting the other side, coming back, hitting the other side, coming back, hitting the other
side.
How
high up?
Not that high. And the thing was low, and it was big, and it looked exactly what you would think a UFO filled with little tiny aliens would look like.
Did you see, were there windows?
I didn't see windows. Okay. I didn't see windows.
But they were in there.
You know, it was night. It was night and it was dark. So I couldn't really see beyond the shape of it and the fact that it had literal spinning fucking lights that were like yellow. Drone. Could have been a drone. But also, I will say, this was 2011. I don't even know if drones existed in that way yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Did anybody else see it?
I looked around. There was a cab and nothing else. There was no one on the sidewalk. There was one cab sitting there. And I stop and I go, okay, hold on. Just slow down. And also, I will say, this is before all of my interest in aliens. I think this might have actually be a part of my interest in aliens. Mm. That all came after this. I said, okay, slow down. Just really look at what you're looking. Like, I really took, I did like a body scan to just be like, are we okay? Yes, we're okay. There's no one here. I can't talk to anyone about, there's no one here. So let me just look at this and really make sure that I'm looking at what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
With no judgment. Just see it.
Was it hovering or was it?
It was hovering. It was literally like.
In place.
This is what it's doing.
Just sort of a little wave.
Like a little, kind of wobble. Uh-huh. And I just stand there and I watch it. And I'm going, you're seeing this, right? I'm seeing it. It's not disappearing, right? It's not disappearing. I'm here and I'm seeing this. And then after about 2 minutes of looking at it, I just get bored. There's no one there. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. You know what I mean? You can't film it. It'll be a dot, you know? I don't even think I tried. Maybe I tried and it was just a dot. I just stood there and I looked at it. And I go, if nothing else, I am looking at an unidentified flying object. That's mm-hmm. it, you know? I don't know what it is, but that's what I'm looking at. And I go, okay, you know what? Tomorrow I'm just going to Google UFO sightings, Hollywood, et cetera. And I did for about a week and nothing. Also, when I started to continue walking home, I took maybe 30 paces, turned back around, looked again. Still right there.
Really?
Still there. And I was just like, oh my God, like that is up there and it's there. I went home, I drew it, I wrote about it, went to bed. No UFO sightings that I could find on like Google. Just went on with my life.
I literally last week, my friend was driving me on the freeway. I saw something up in the sky and I'm like, what is that? Now, another thing I say all the time, I don't know many things up in the sky. So a lot of things are unidentified to me.
To me. I thought Mars was in the back and it's in the front.
All right. So I tried to take a picture of this thing and I could.
You can't. You can't take a picture of the moon.
And then I also have Googled multiple times UFO over Los Angeles. Nothing.
What did you see?
I saw like a, I think maybe it was just like a freak little tiny cloud that was like kind of low or something. To me.
It looked like a cloud?
It looked like a little, look, I'll show you what I tried to take a picture of or what I managed to get. It was just like a little thing
Holy
up in
shit.
The sky.
You I took know. A picture?
Yes, that's the best I could do. I took like 10 pictures.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Literally, what the fuck is that?
I'll put in the YouTube video of this. Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was just like a white thing. To me, it looked like a thing with like exhaust underneath it.
Yeah, it looks like a mini rocket that Pikmin live inside.
But it was just staying in the same spot. And I saw it for like a full 10 minutes.
Okay,
and
what if that
my friend was on the freeway and she's like, I can't look. And I'm like, look, look. So I just kept trying to take pictures.
That I would. My first guess is that's some sort of weather monitor. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Some kind of weather monitor.
Some kind. How high did it seem? Did it seem higher than it should be or?
No, it seemed like a UFO height.
Like just the perfect height.
Just the perfect.
Like a little weirdly low is what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed weird that it wasn't moving.
Yeah.
And to me, like, come on. So many people are into UFOs right now. You can't just be putting weather shit up there.
Yeah.
Not in a big city like this.
Yeah,
we're
true.
All going to be
wondering,
trying to get our footage on TikTok. Like, we're all going to think, you know, it's like what I say about blimps. What's the point of a damn blimp but to make you think that it's a UFO?
I guess.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, it's to sell tires, right?
I guess. Like, we don't know we need tires.
Yeah.
We need tires. We know that.
This is L.A.
Honey, we got to drive places. Anyway, well, this is good. This
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of UFO stories.
Yeah, I'm here to bring UFOs back to this podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, another thing that people say about UFOs is a lot of times they, like, track you. Like, you might
see it again.
A lot of times there's repeat customers. If you see a UFO once, you might get another one.
You might. Well, it's been 12 years and none yet, but hey, maybe 13, spooky. 13 years later, I get another visit.
They're coming for you.
They're coming for me.
I love that.
I know. It was really very cool. I woke up the next day and I was just like, I mean, I know what happened.
Naked
and
in
nothing
a field.
Happened, but like, it just happened. Like, and I've asked around too a bit and the marquee element, I'm like, this is so goofy.
It's That's like a, really cool.
Yeah.
Because I like to hear about all the different models. Like, there's like a yeah. lot of different, there's a lot, I think there's just
there's
like,
an Accord up in the sky.
Seriously, yeah. I think that there are fancier ones.
Yeah.
I definitely think that a lot of times, I think that we are the bad neighborhood in the galaxy.
Okay.
I think it's a lot of times it's.
I bet there's worse.
Yeah, but
I
we're one
worse.
Where it's like, let's go laugh at
yes.
the people on planet Earth.
Yes.
And I think that it's... See, sometimes I think they send their best guys. Sometimes I think that it's like
yeah.
amateurs, you know,
mm-hmm.
Roswell, Crash, like, I don't
Did
know.
Did you watch Roswell?
The TV show?
Mm-hmm.
No, but... my name is
what?
Roz, and I'm doing well.
yeah.
We should get back to the ghosts.
Okay.
Because we have swayed from the ghosts.
We have.
This is called Ghosted.
You had to think for a second.
You know, one time, I'm so sorry, I forget who this was, but somebody recommended that I should do another one called Alienated.
I like
it. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to tell you the story of the exorcism of Roland Doe.
Is that real?
Yes.
Roland Doe?
Well.
No.
Here's the thing. It is a real story.
Okay.
It's a very famous story.
Okay.
Roland Doe, here's why this story seems so real. This is a real exorcism that took place in the 1940s. The family and the boy that got exorcised.
Yeah.
They didn't want their names to be known. They weren't but here's the thing, they weren't looking for fame.
No, yeah.
They weren't looking for clout. They weren't looking for followers. So they just the name Roland Doe is what he's known as.
Oh, so that's like a fake. That's a pseudonym to protect the identity of this very real
Bingo.
Boy. And what was the year on this again?
Well, 1949.
Okay.
Ish. So
I was about 13 at the time.
Stop.
Yeah.
You look good.
Thank you.
This is a very famous case. There's a lot to it. So I'm kind of giving an abridged version. These are highlights. There's also a lot of conflicting facts that you'll find out there. I watched a documentary about this on Discovery Plus. I also did some research on different websites. But here's the gist of the story.
Okay.
It is what inspired William Peter Blatty to write The Exorcist.
Okay.
So this boy's 13. It's in the suburbs of D.C. And his real name wasn't released publicly, but he's commonly known as Roland Doe or Robbie Mannheim. People believe that his real name is Ronald Hunkler.
Okay, I'm listening.
I know, Hunkler.
Hubba hubba.
So he would, if he was alive, which I think it's believed he still is, I don't know, he'd be like in his 80s, 90s? I'm not good at math.
Sure.
So this all started in January of 1949. His mother reports hearing dripping noises in her bedroom.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay.
And scratching noises under her floorboards.
Okay.
They're like, is this mice? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So he's got an Aunt Tilly. He has an aunt named Tilly.
And you don't want to mess with Aunt Tilly.
Don't mess with Aunt Tilly. Well, Aunt Tilly was a spiritualist. And Aunt Tilly loved... now I'm thinking of that store, Tilly's. Isn't that like a store?
Actually, Aunt Tilly invented...
Well, she was very good with a Ouija board.
Oh, wait. Actually, speaking of podcasts, names, fake podcast names, what if I had a podcast called...
How do you spell that? It's hard to spell.
I think that I don't know how you find perfect. That.
You can only find it if you do, like, voice control, like, on your phone.
I think it's more of a... It sort of lives within the sort of cinematic universe of a scripted comedy.
I think it's great.
Thank you.
So Aunt Tilly, Aunt Tilly, she loves a Ouija board, and she's teaching him how to use a Ouija board.
Okay.
And so a lot of people think that that's how they start getting the drippy bedroom noises and the scratches.
They've opened a portal.
They think that's what some people theorize, is that it's because it's Aunt Tilly. But then Aunt Tilly died.
Okay.
And so they're starting to think that maybe there's more activity because of the ghost of Aunt Tilly. And after her passing, the mother would ask out, like, Tilly, can you knock three times? And then she would, like, knock three times.
Whoa. Okay. So, oh, God. Really?
So there was really Tilly.
Eek. And there was no one else in the house?
No. So.
Yuck.
Then it starts ramping up a bit. Now, Roland, he starts to hear, like a group of people walking towards his bed at night.
Yeah.
Feet, like, squeaking on the ground.
Okay.
There's claw-like scratch marks that are discovered on his mattress, and his mattress would move on its own. At school, his desk would skid across the floor. Books would fly all over the place. And people were like, Roland, what the hell? And he's just like, it's not me.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not, it's not all fun and games over here. This stuff gets real and scary.
Yeah. All right.
You're like, wait a minute.
I'm getting more suspicious with every turn.
Okay. Well, they called a reverend.
Okay.
They're getting Jesus involved.
Yeah.
With your suspicions. This is getting serious here. The reverend shows up. He invites Roland to stay the night at his church house for observation.
Okay.
The minister or reverend, I'm not really sure.
Dead the next morning.
Well, he starts hearing scratching sounds. Roland's bed is like shaking, vibrating.
Okay.
The chair tips over. His bed is like vibrating, and then he's like, okay, Roland, sleep in this chair, like this upright chair. He's like, what the hell? I came here to like sleep.
Yeah.
Puts him in a chair. The chair flips over when he's in it.
Okay. All right. It kind of sounds like he's just being a little prankster, but.
It does kind of sound like that. And let me tell you, that's what a lot of people do think. So at one point, they strap him down on a mattress. He breaks free. He breaks off a piece of the mattress spring and slashes one of the priest-type people, I think it was a priest, from, like, shoulder to like, arm.
Okay.
And he allegedly never recovered. Like, he kind of always had arm problems after that.
Literally me, but keep going.
Why do you have that?
I have, like, a nerve issue running down my shoulder to my finger.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's a ghost.
It could be. So things are, like, getting real crazy with Roland. He's getting scratches that are forming all over his body. And sometimes they spell different words.
Okay.
His mother said that she witnessed them actually appearing on his body. They start getting holy water and candles and crosses, and things are getting worse. So they decide, okay, maybe we need to, like, baptize him because he wasn't he wasn't baptized as a Catholic.
I love this. This is the Rolodex of Christian answers.
They were trying a lot of different things.
Yeah. We need, we need a Christian solution to this problem.
In the Catholic Church, like, you can't just, like, perform an exorcism. Like, it has to be, like, approved by the archdiocese and, like, the Vatican. And
I know how health insurance works.
Yes, it's basically.
You need approval.
There's no copay, though, when it comes to an exorcism. So, so they get him baptized. He goes into a rage. They decide, okay, you got to go to Georgetown Hospital for a couple of days where a psychiatrist is treating him. His family decides that it is time to get him out of the house because a scratch appeared on his body and it spelled the word Lewis. And they said, that's a sign that we have to go to St. Louis, Missouri.
No!
Where they have family. Yes.
What?
And so...
He writes Disney.
Yes, he's all Disney.
They're like, rolling.
It's 1949, though. It wasn't around yet. But yes, exactly. that's genius. So... I believe this is when the Catholic priests are called in. I believe. Sorry, I apologize that this is kind of all over the place. I had a hard time trying to get the story straight.
Her bed was shaking. Scratches everywhere.
I know. But so they bring him to St. Louis, Missouri, where his relatives live. And they bless him. They say a prayer. They put a crucifix under his pillow. Then they start, like, it's weird because, are you bored?
I'm getting, a ghost has entered my mind.
Stop.
No, I'm just doing a neck stretch.
It seems like things are only bad for him at nighttime. I don't know. But they start to hear, like, a racket coming from his room, and then, like, things are better. And then, like, a racket from the room. The look you're giving me. So they go into his room one day and a bookcase has been moved, a bench has flipped over, and a crucifix is on the edge on the other side of the bed. His bed is shaking violently while he's on it. The relative is like, Aunt Tilly, you better knock that shit off. But I don't think it was Aunt Tilly.
It wasn't Aunt
Tilly.
I
think this was a full-on demon is what they believe. Another story says that at one point he was on a train ride with a priest. And they were going from his hometown to St. Louis. And this is just what I read online. Roland was repeatedly striking the priest between the legs, shouting, "This is a nutcracker for you, isn't it?"
I mean...
So he's got jokes.
This ghost has 10 minutes.
I guess. I mean, it's more than I got at this point. So they decide to do like a... I think this is when they do the exorcism. I'm confused. It seems like there was like exorcism type things happening until it got to the final exorcism. Don't worry. I'll wrap this up. This goes on for a full month, like this exorcism. They are moving him from his house to the hospital, back and forth. He was cursing. He was vomiting. He was urinating. He was speaking in Latin, which is not a language that he knew. The word help appeared on his skin.
Oh.
Objects would fly around. He would be fine during the day. He'd get crazy at night. I already said that.
Sounds like my niece.
He receives Holy Communion, and it is said that a portrait of the devil with his arms stretched out above his head appeared on Roland's calf.
Okay.
I don't know how, but it did. At one point, the priest said that the bed levitated 8 inches. Don't look at me when I said 8 inches.
No, I'm like...
They said that it levitated 8 inches.
Okay. And now there's a nutcracker for you.
There's a nutcracker for you. There's a Dua Lipa song, Levitate. So,
is that what that's about?
I think it is.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
So the exorcism ended. Okay, we're getting to the end finally.
Okay.
You seem so bored.
It's boring. This is boring.
Is that?
Yeah.
Why is it so boring to
because
you?
Because I'm just like, there's no way to find out if this is real or fake. And I'm just like... Okay, this sounds like every other exorcism I've ever heard in my life.
But
bored.
This is like the first.
Next.
This is the one that inspired all the others.
Okay, that's.
You gotta respect.
You have to respect
the
that.
First.
You do. Okay, finish.
So it ended because he's at the hospital and he's having a violent outburst, and he's shouting that Saint Michael is casting out Satan from his body. His voice is getting deeper than usual. He wakes up and he goes, he's gone. And he said that I just had a vision of Saint Michael holding a flaming sword. And that was it.
Okay.
And allegedly, the hospital boarded up the room that the exorcist took place, and that's what some people say. The family never went to the press. They completely remained anonymous. Investigative reporters have tracked them down, and they want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they're... obviously. Why would you want anything?
Because a lot of people sell books. They sell movie rights. They like.
I guess. So you can kind of really monetize things.
So it's that's what it makes it seem a little bit more real to me.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that just, you know, he was just a teenage boy, as you thought as well. And apparently...
Or maybe this is like mental illness. This is like 1949.
Well,
this
they
is
did
like
have, now, sure...
The embellishment
psychiatry,
of a lunatic, you know?
It, we're not quite as advanced as
lunatic
we,
being probably the priest or the reverend is what I mean by lunatic.
But here's what I'm saying, though. Even though we're not as advanced as... Or we're more advanced now than we were in 1949 by far, but he was evaluated for, in the hospitals.
Sure.
Like mentally. So it kind of leads you to believe that maybe some of this could be real. I don't know.
Isn't it weird that my brain is so open to UFOs, but this, I'm like, hooey, bunch of hooey.
Were you raised with religion?
He needs vitamin D.
He needed
vitamin
some
D.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. A little witch hazel toner.
Were you raised
be fine.
With religion?
Clear that devil right up. I was not really raised with religion. I mean, I'm Jewish and we did stuff, but not really.
I was raised with Catholicism, so this to me is...
That's really hitting.
This is news. This is,
yeah.
This is facts
yeah.
to me.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Actually, maybe that's why. Maybe.
It could be.
What do you think about the Long Island Medium?
Long Island Medium, Teresa Caputo.
Uh-huh.
I think that she...
I think it's more interesting if it's fake. And
no,
that's why
I think
it's real.
I think she's 100% real.
100%
But when you real. Ask me what I think about her, my first thought is, can you reply to my emails, Teresa?
Oh.
Because
you're trying
for
to get
4
her on this
years...
Pod.
I have tried
She's
so many times to get her on this podcast.
She's too rich.
What do you mean?
Maybe she'll Zoom, though.
It's not about that.
No,
I
but I'm just
rich
saying.
People all the time.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
Teresa, I'm looking to the camera. Teresa Caputo, please reply to my emails. I want you on this podcast. You want to hear about some haunted eBay dolls?
I do, but I also just want to say that I think Teresa Caputo is a unique talent, and it's real. And I think if you
Absolutely.
Think it's fake, that's fine. But I think if it's fake, that takes way more work than if it's real. And that is so much more interesting. And actually, the way that people treat it as like, ugh, it's just fake. It's like, wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Think about what that would mean if it was fake. For her to build, for any of these like sort of famous mediums, to build these empires on this fake thing.
Right.
That's... huge.
Well,
that's fascinating.
See,
that's
now,
that's a story I want to hear about.
I think, because here's the thing, when they get into entertainment and television,
yeah,
I'm not going to say that it's fake or it's not or whatever. I think that, like, let's compare it to singing, for example.
Which
a
is
singer,
fake.
Which is fake. Sometimes. Now, a singer, if they're a good singer, 99% of the time, they're going to nail it. They're going to be amazing when they're on TV.
Oh, but they're not always going
to
be.
Sometimes they have to edit things just a little bit because
yes.
it has to be entertaining. I think it's possible that TV mediums sometimes,
they
absolutely cut out the parts when they're wrong.
Yeah.
We never see them being wrong. I guarantee that they are wrong sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's fine. They're human.
Yeah.
People are wrong. People have bad days at work.
Oh, my God. Say that.
I always say this about
That's
psychics.
Really,
I
yes.
think that I give psychics the benefit of the doubt. I don't think that they're always right. What do I say, listeners? If they're always right, they would be our God. That's just how I believe with
okay.
psychics. So, and I think that she's really good, and I think she does really good stuff for people.
And the thing is, she gets the names right.
And for the nail industry, too.
Yes. She's done huge
she's
things.
She's done huge things.
For the nail industry, for whatever that hair shape is called. She did invent that hairstyle. That's you have to give that to her.
Yeah.
She invented it.
That's a hairdo.
Yes, it is.
That's a hairdo.
Did you see the one where she's on like Anderson Cooper, and she starts going, she goes, there's a grandma or something like that. And then Anderson's like, mm-mm. And then she just kind of like, she's like, there's a grandma. And then the camera like gets all blurry and turns. And then you see the guy holding the boom and he's like, yeah. And then she starts reading the boom guy. He's in tears.
Because he had a grandma.
Like whatever the details were, I can't remember. But it's one of those things where it's like, and then people say, all that's what they always say on these shows. The person who's in tears goes like, there is no way she could have known that. There is no way she could have known that.
I've talked to multiple people that have been to her. I've talked to multiple people.
What?
Yes.
It's like this, private citizens who paid $7 trillion to see her?
Celebrities. But, and Hollywood medium. And
did they pay to see her?
No. These are just people that have like been on their shows.
Oh, stuff. They've been on the show.
Yeah. They've all told me, both Tyler Henry and her, nailed it completely. How would they have known that? Yes, we're public figures, but how would they know
my childhood
friend?
No.
That, you know, whatever.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Wow.
Haunted eBay dolls?
Haunted eBay dolls.
Okay. So what I do is I go to eBay and I look up haunted eBay dolls.
Okay.
And I'll give you a choice. We'll just do one of them.
Okay.
You can have a choice out of one that is evil.
Okay.
Or one that's a sexual...
Wretched.
Sexual nudist.
A sexual nudist?
Like a nudist that's also very sexual doll. Because you might be new around
here. What
does that
mean? I don't even know what that means.
Okay. So the belief... in the eBay doll world, since you're new to my community. Okay, okay.
This is the pilot of Grey's Anatomy, but it's evil doll world.
Yes. Welcome to my community, the haunted eBay doll world. Yeah. It's believed that these dolls have a spirit attached to them. They are merely a vessel.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you the biography included with them.
Okay.
Which includes a biography of the spirit.
Gotcha. So the doll isn't a nudist, but the ghost was.
The ghost is.
Okay.
Or an evil one?
I think I'm leaning evil, right?
Yeah, let's go evil.
Because the nudist one, I'm like, I'm not a child, okay? I'm not giggling because they're naked.
Here's John.
John
is giving Santa Claus at Coachella.
Like, that's exactly right.
John has on flip-flops. He's got a long white
beard. Also cultural appropriation.
Well,
there's
a
lot of tassels, and I'm not sure where they're from, but I don't think that man should be wearing those tassels.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
He's holding a flower. He's got long, kind of Willie Nelson type hair, hippie, you know, but some indigenous accents to his outfits, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is John. And let me tell you a little bit about John. John is currently going for $38.
Okay.
Not bad. $8.50 shipping. And it says that John is negative. He was in his 50s during the time of his
man.
Passing.
Okay, this is the man or the doll?
Who could know?
Who could know?
Honestly,
okay.
I think sometimes it morphs. So John was in his 50s by the time he was passed, by the time he died.
Okay.
When John was alive, he was doing a lot of illegal things.
Mm.
He was selling drugs and money laundering.
Okay.
And it caught up with him. The feds arrested John in the late 60s and sentenced him to 15 years. While locked up in a prison, a riot broke out, and unfortunately, he was killed. And he ended up burning alive also. And it was horrific. And he passed away, and he's really angry about it. It says, I asked John if he was married, and he says, maybe. He does not confirm, he does confirm that he has two kids, a son and a daughter. So, for $38, I could buy you John.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, that is a haunting story.
Do you believe it's real?
Is John in the room?
No, I haven't bought them yet, but I could.
Okay.
It's,
wait, do you
this,
buy these dolls?
No, I never have, but it says that I could get it between Tuesday and Thursday of next week for you if you would like.
Okay. Are you asking?
Yeah, do you want them?
Sure.
No.
I'll take it.
You would actually want this haunted negative doll. I think, but there's a chance that this could be real.
I know. And then it's haunted, and then you're having
And then now you're stuck with this angry little Willie Nelson doll.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would not. I would not invite that into my life. That is the truth.
Do you believe that that's like that kind of thing could be real?
I believe in $38 and what else I can do with that money.
Like what? Cloves? You know, or
a nice dinner.
Cigarettes?
But yeah, four packs of CBD cigarettes.
Or one pack of regular cigarettes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
You want to hear some ghost voices?
I would love to.
It's time for
EVPs
or EV please.
Extra voice.
Electronic voice phenomena.
Okay, electronic voice phenomenon.
So what I do, I go to YouTube, I type in EVPs.
Okay.
I find EVPs.
Okay.
I play.
This is fun.
EVPs.
Okay, so this is a recording of the news, and then there's this weird sound at the end.
No, it's usually on a ghost hunt. It's usually people looking for ghosts to talk
gotcha,
to them.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to play you two. And I want you to tell me what this ghost is saying.
Okay.
The first one, you're going to want headphones for this.
Okay.
The first one is from East Coast Paranormal, and it was recorded at an iconic haunted place, the haunted Hinsdale House in Hinsdale, New York.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm from New York.
Have you ever been to Hinsdale?
I don't think so.
Okay. What is this ghost saying? What is that ghost saying?
That ghost is a bucket drummer who is warming up.
Yeah, there is like a...
Yeah, there's no
but
words.
No, it's not that. It's a... You don't hear that?
I do, but it... Do it again. I don't
it's
know.
It's saying something. I'll give you some options.
Okay. Hanena.
Is it A? Okay, bitch.
Okay.
Is it B? I'm dead.
Okay.
C? I'll get it.
Okay.
Maybe there's someone at the door. Or is it D? I'm canceled.
Hit it again. It kind of sounds like he's saying I'm canceled. No, but you're hearing a third syllable I'm not hearing. I'm hearing. Play it again.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's what they think it's saying.
That's what they think it's saying?
Yeah. I'm dead.
Is there any context around this? Like, where are they?
Why were they? The haunted Hinsdale House.
Okay, and they're just walking around. And why is the clip so short?
What do you think the ghost is going to do? Tell a whole story?
I mean the actual clip. Like, the could be short, but why is there nothing before or after it?
Because I cut it out, because we don't have time for all that.
Oh, okay.
This is just, what is this voice
And the
saying?
Banging is just there, probably machinery.
Or they're walking or something.
Play it again.
I'm dead.
Sure.
Okay, I'll give you another chance.
Okay, I want to hear a sentence.
I don't have any of that.
Okay.
It takes a lot of energy for a ghost.
Also, but they might not be speaking English. Okay?
Yeah, maybe not.
They might be speaking any language.
This was posted by Matt.
Yeah.
This is posted by Matt Hilton.
Okay.
And it's at a private residence.
Okay.
That's a little bit more clear, I think.
Again? Yeah, that's a human voice.
It sounds like they're... using like a trimmer.
Yeah.
There's like a
Swimey.
Swimey?
That's what I'm hearing. Swimey.
Slamey.
Swimey.
Slamey.
Slamey.
Okay. Is it A? It's Wendy. Maybe they love Wendy's. Is it B? Swanky. C, I'm angry. Or D, slay me.
I'm hearing swanky.
Yeah, I'm hearing like maybe they're a Hillary Swank fan. Swank me.
Yeah.
Give me a Hillary. That's what every director in Hollywood says. Swank me.
You know what I'm actually hearing is like the connective tissue between two longer words. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Like what? Give me an example.
Like, okay, let's say I just said, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you just heard like, you know what?
Okay.
You're missing the D and the what I mean. Okay. You're just getting the, you know what?
The swank me.
Yeah, like you're just get like we're just getting like it's unintelligible because it's actually half of two words as part of a sentence. And we would need the piece before and the piece after to really even clock. You know what I mean? Do you get that?
Right.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I'm hearing the last two letters of one word and the first three of the next word.
Well, what matters here is what Matt Hilton is hearing.
And what did Matt Hilton hear?
It's Wendy.
Bitch. Say it
it's
again.
Wendy.
Play it again. It's Wendy. It kind of sounds like he's saying it's Wendy. No, it's Wendy.
It's Wendy.
Who's Wendy?
The ghost in the private residence.
Is that her name?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's,
is there another one?
Maybe that's how we figured
so
it out.
I thought you were taking
the one. No, that's it. Okay, let's do one last thing.
Okay.
I'm just going to say a bunch of paranormal things and just tell me if something comes up, if you believe in it, if you have a story.
Okay.
Any of that kind of stuff. What do you think of, like, witchcraft and magical?
I love the craft. I love Hocus Pocus. I believe it enough, for sure.
And surely you know people that practice that.
Not that I know of. Not actually. I mean, I have lots of friends with crystals and stuff. I have a crystal that I like.
Which one?
I don't know. I think it's quartz. Like I think it's just clear.
Clear quartz, probably.
It's just quartz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's something to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of demons? Do you believe that that's real? Because it didn't seem like you did when I was telling you about Roland Doe.
Do I think that demons are real?
Wait a second. I just realized, like, I'm rolling in the dough.
Yeah. Roland Doe.
Is that why you thought that
or
name
like,
was...
Or even just dough, like rolling out dough.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, Roland Doe.
That seems like a drag king.
Yes.
That works for tips. Like, yeah. I'm rolling yeah. dough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this. We're off to a silly start.
Right.
But the question was, oh, demons. Do I think demons are real? I'm going to say I do. I really do. I went to, I was in London recently and I went to the London Tower and there's like a chamber where they would put like anyone who they decided, like if they, you know, the laws were like crazy then. And they were like, if you looked at the king weird, then
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. 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 The queen had just died. The laws are just crazy there. No, but this was probably from like, I don't know, like a long time ago, like crazy long time ago. And they were showing us all like the torture devices, which were one of them. It's like a metal shell and you go inside of it. And the whole point of the torture is just that you're squished. And you're not literally...
I think it's a lot of different ways of getting squished.
But the thing is, it's not like it's like... It's not... They had one that stretched you until you ripped. And that was scary, obviously. Uh-huh. But something about this one was even creepier because it was just like... It was so mean. Like, it was like... If you put someone in a crouched position where it's like their knees are at their neck... And it's just so uncomfortable. And you're not even... You're not actually being compressed. You're just being squished. And then they leave you like that.
I don't like that.
Isn't that
so
fucked?
Going back
it makes
to demons.
Me so,
I don't like that.
I don't like that. And then, okay, and then there's a bridge where they bring them in. And it's like
they bring who in?
Like all those people who, like the
They're
prisoners.
Going to get tortured.
Who go in to get tortured. They take them by water. And then there's an entrance to this castle, basically. You know, it's all very protected because it's a castle and it's like, you know, everyone has a bow and arrow. And so you come in through this like thing and it's like water and there's like a an old gate that's a real gate that's still there. And I also have submechanophobia. It's come to my attention recently. I have submechanophobia.
What's that one?
It's the fear of like submerged mechanics in water. They make my skin crawl.
What are you talking about?
I know. I don't know, but it's a thing. What started it was the Jaws movie and like realizing like there can be fake mechanics in the water and you can't see them and maybe you interact with them and touch them and they're fake, but they feel real and you don't know what they are. And then if you start to like, it was brought to my attention recently on a date. I was telling him about, I have a fear of like, not one of my biggest fears is not the movie Jaws, but the ride Jaws at Universal.
Yeah.
And the idea of like getting into that water and not knowing what's in the water and then suddenly stepping on like what would feel like a train track. Like that is like, I'm like someone on Maury's with the pickles, like, you know.
You know what mine is?
What?
Pickles.
No.
Yes.
No.
I've gotten better. There was a time there was a time in my life where I could not
look at them.
I couldn't sit at a table if people were eating pickles. I couldn't eat until all the pickles were gone.
Well, and can you explain?
I think that the smell, the juice. It's mainly the juice.
Okay.
The look
and
of
this isn't a food thing.
Of a
this
soggy
is like a fear
cucumber.
Thing.
It was, I call it an extreme disgust, but it was my sisters would like chase me around the house with a pickle. Like the thought of a pickle touching me
is really scary to hear.
Yes.
Okay. Extreme
so
disgust.
I understand.
Yeah. It's
and it, now it's well, it's always been snakes for me.
Yeah.
To a point where it's debilitating.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even go hiking anymore because there's snakes.
Oh God. Yeah. So there is a certain submechanophobia of looking at that gate in that green water. Because I'm just going, if you drop me in there and I don't know what's in there and I'm touching shells and barnacles and bars and like that's really scary to me. But I think there is something extremely demonic happening there.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Now we're getting to what I asked.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that there is something to be said about like a haunted demonic space. Yeah, I do believe that.
Wait a second.
Final answer.
I just went on like a 15-minute ride. About mechanics underwater.
Submechanophobia. Look it up. It's like mostly like sunken ships and like so there's one picture of a sunken plane that is like deeply terrifying.
Oh,
like it's
God.
Blurry and but it's so close to you, but because the water is so green, it's so blurry.
Yeah.
But when you can see it, you realize you are so close to this huge plane.
See,
in the water
I'm so afraid of sharks. The thought of like falling off of like a boat,
yeah,
or something,
yeah,
in the ocean,
yeah.
The panic that I would have to get me out of that. So I just don't even do it.
Literally, yeah, it's so scary. It's so scary.
Okay. How about Bigfoot? She real?
I really don't feel that.
Why don't you feel it?
I don't know. I just feel like every animal has been so like explored and studied and found.
That's why we don't talk
fossils
about
fossils and like all these things. So I'm like, I don't think that there's just like one. I don't think so. It just seems so far fetched. Like so, it lives forever, but it's organic and it lives forever.
Yeah.
How?
It's magical.
Okay.
Oh, but you saw a marquee UFO in Hollywood?
But that's not magical. That's science. Like, those are light bulbs. There's nothing magical about aliens. That's the thing. You know, it's not magic. It's aliens.
But why wouldn't Bigfoot be?
Because why is he alive for it? Like, or like, what is, I don't, maybe if, show me the right two documentaries and I will believe Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, he's supposed to be alive forever, and he's like a grizzly animal. I'm just like, obviously someone just saw a grizzly animal.
I think it's magical.
You really do?
Well, I believe that anything's possible. I think that there's things that I can't understand that are real.
Yeah.
And I think that Bigfoot can appear and disappear.
Okay, she teleports.
Yes!
Okay.
She's all over the place. Every state has a
You know
a
what's
Bigfoot.
Exciting?
What?
I saw the right documentary about dragons, and it was not, you know, presenting dragons are real, but it was presenting a lot of interesting information. And one of them was every civilization from like the dawn of like man had a dragon in their storytelling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are separated civilizations that are not interacting with each other.
Aliens and ghosts,
too.
They
all had dragons, a flying lizard that is fire-breathing.
Yeah.
They all had it, which is very cool.
Yeah, and that's how, like, UFOs...
And they even went so far as to, like, if it was maybe real, how do you explain the fire-breathing? And they kind of found a flimsy way to be like, it doesn't breathe fire, but, like, it, like... There's a type of rock that is like sparks flammable, and they're like maybe they're like grinding their teeth on it. So at times like there's fire around their mouths, but like you know they were like really, and they go, how does it fly? It's so big. And then they're like maybe there's like a gas sac in their body. They like really went as far to just be
wow.
like, here's how it could be, and here's what we have. It was very interesting.
But also, what if we just can't explain it?
Yeah.
What if it just is, and now it's not here?
I have back pain that a doctor can't explain. So start there.
Paranormal.
Start there.
Long Island Medium.
Something to think about.
Tell me about, last question, synchronicities.
Ooh.
Is that something that you read into?
Wait, what is it?
Just like in life, like things that work out perfectly,
yeah.
or you saw a sign and this happened.
I believe in that. I literally do. And I know that's so gay, but I believe it.
I mean, it is gay, but
yeah,
it's real.
I believe it. I do. It's like, okay, here's what I'll say about it. If it happens to me, it's synchronicity. If it happens to you, stupid fool.
Like exorcisms.
Yeah, yeah. But if it happens to me, it's real, and you better respect it when I speak of it.
Can you think of a time it's happened to you?
Yeah, I just feel like, just honestly, it's like scheduling stuff, you know? When things just like work out that you just had like an incredible month and you think about, you know, I think about it a lot now, like with COVID in mind of like, there's so many things that can go wrong and stand in the way of like exciting things happening for you. More, it feels like there's just more than ever. So when things work out, it just feels like, I do feel every day that like I have a good day. I'm like, that's God. And that is God. Like, I do feel that. Is that crazy? You're looking at me crazy.
No, I think it's great.
Yeah, I just think about that kind of stuff. But then also, like, on a broader scale, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like if you feel, like, really connected to something good and you feel, for whatever reason, like, you either... I would say deserve it, but when I say deserve, I mean in the way that everyone deserves love, you know? Like, you're receiving this love that you deserve. Doesn't it feel... It feels like it, right? Don't you just think about your, like, dead uncles smiling down on you? I do.
Yeah.
I do. I literally do. I think about that.
Yeah. Have you been to a psychic?
And then on the flip side of that, though, anything bad happens, I go, this is the devil. I deserve this. Smiting me. Take it. And it's like very stressful. I'm like constantly on this, like, I really need to chill out. I'm like,
but that's
good things
that you
happen and I'm an angel.
Religion.
Bad things happen. I'm a devil. And I'm just like, it started with being closeted. Being closeted is like, you're the devil. You're like, you're the devil. You're the devil. You're the devil. Like, there's something deeply wrong inside of you. It's growing. It's going to take over the world. Like,
uh-huh.
You can't stop it. Like, that kind of thing. Like, there's that feeling of like inherent wrongness. And you have assigned this sort of like red fiery thing to it.
Uh-huh.
I think that's where it started.
Interesting.
And then, yeah. And then when good things happen, you feel like, I'm like heaven and hell, heaven
an
and
angel.
Hell, heaven and hell, heaven and hell. Yeah. Okay. I think about it all the time. It's really not healthy. Do you feel that?
I don't put it in those words. Like,
yeah.
I don't look at it like it's heaven and hell or devil and angels or anything necessarily.
To be fair, I also don't. Like, I don't, like, sit around in my car and thinking about, like, heaven and angels and stuff. But it just, that's the feeling. That's the imagery, maybe.
Have you been to a psychic?
I have. And she was right. I mean, it was, like, a really kind of just, like, surface level, and I was young. I was like probably like 15, 16, and I was like with my cousin in Brooklyn at like a block party, and there was like a there's a psychic somewhere, like, and we went up into the psychic's like office, and she was and she just told me like she just told me go to Hollywood. She was like, go to Hollywood, and you know, that's like such a silly thing, and it's like, okay, but I did go to Hollywood.
Were you thinking about it?
I mean, I was a child actor already, so I was like already like, you know, in that, you know, on that path. But I wasn't thinking about it. I was not. I was not thinking about moving to LA. I didn't know anyone in LA,
and she
I don't
told
like look
you
back on
did.
It. Yeah, no, I didn't do it because she said because I didn't move for like a few years after that. And I remember even in the moment of her telling me to go to Hollywood, like, I don't know, like it just kind of seemed like a silly thing a silly fake psychic might tell you, mm-hmm. you know. But I also was like, I might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it matters if they're like an expensive psychic or Teresa Caputo.
Teresa Caputo, Teresa Caputo, Teresa Caputo.
Trying to conjure her.
Yeah.
They can be right. They can be right. You know?
Have you had some powerful psychic experiences?
So many.
Really?
Tons.
Is there like one that you're like, this is the person?
No. Not really. I mean, sort of. I mean, again, I think that they can have bad days, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Jared. Where do people find you, and what do you want them to know about?
You can. When does this come out?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Okay. You can find me at Hey Jared Hey on Instagram. What am I doing in 2 weeks? Nothing.
All right.
Ask me out. I'm single.
Oh. Okay, guys. My favorite gay demon.
Yeah. Is single.
Is single. And don't you dare go on a date near electronics in the water.
Okay.
Mechanics.
Mechanics in the submerged
electronics
mechanics.
Is
or
a
maybe
different.
Take me and we can face my fear together.
Yeah. You're so scared. I'm so scared. Thank you so much to Jared Goldstein. Oh my God. Go check out that YouTube video version of that episode. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to be back next week, but make sure you're subscribed because I'll be back the next week. And rate the show 5 stars. Do a nice little review if you can. Send me your ghost stories. I have some episodes coming up where I'm reading ghost stories with my guests, and I love doing that. So please do that either in a 5-star review, or you could email me at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. Or you could also send me for a listener episode. Just put in the subject line, listener episode. And I guess that's it. So I will talk to you in 2 weeks. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.